some of these children have never had friends before until they joined our Sonnet Youth Club. You know, it's wonderful to see children blossoming to reach some potential that maybe they weren't able to do before.
What kind of state support does iCare get, Angela?
From government,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah.
None.
There must be some funding for resources or services or for building or development. There has to be. So the HSE are referring people to your service, for crying out loud.
Yes, they are, and they don't refer any money with those children, unfortunately. And we're fighting hard. We have met politicians all over the summer. We were promised a meeting with Minister Simon Harris, and we were getting into our cars to go to Dublin during the summer, and that meeting was cancelled. And that's how short a notice. Within 15 minutes, we would have been up the road. We would have been on the way to Dublin. We've had other meetings cancelled as well. We've had meetings with the HSE cancelled at very short notice. We don't fall into any category for funding. We have tried numerous routes of funding. Recently, we applied for the Community Services Programme to fund our centre manager. And we were the only people in for that funding through PUBO, and we were turned down. It's unbelievable. And, I mean, after our summer programme, our bank balance is basically depleted, and we have to start now all over again, fundraising for provision of services for these children. This is their only source of access to play. They can't go to a youth club like other children can go to. They have to come and be highly supervised, and our staff are fully trained to provide that supervision for them. They have nowhere else to go. This is their place, and they blossom in this place. They thrive in it, and it's just so hard to keep it going. We're going 17 years now, and we've never had funding from anywhere properly.